BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
We're at your service. What can we do?
The one.
For Wednesday.
Bambaleo.
Easy Radio.
One. Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
So much sass.
I think we're quite best friends.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Chris Stark gives us another of his fantastic guides to Britain. This time for someone who's moved away from their area for uni for a few years, but now she's back and she doesn't know what's going on. The whole town's changed.
I don't want to make it a plot spoiler, but I was slightly concerned that she was disappointed in the guide. And that really, really worries me, because the whole point of it should be to make you really proud of your town, right? The challenge I had with this one is Dumfries is, I mean, it is really, really, really nice,
really nice,
isn't it?
So, yeah.
But then maybe I just haven't done it justice. I don't know. Anyway, you'll hear it in a bit.
And also, mega producer, he's done so many hit records, Vanny Blanco joins us by boat.
One!
Hello, Chris.
Hello, yes. We're on Bambaleo Wednesday. Keen.
A lot of people are saying this, and thanks for bringing it to my attention, because I won't be able to unhear this now. From the Katy Perry track, everybody at the party thinks you're the best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, it doesn't quite fit, does it?
Yeah.
And
everybody at the party thinks that you're the best since sliced bread. Go on,
Katy. Oh, but she's been clever there, because she's missed out thing. So it's just you're the best since sliced bread, right?
And
everybody at
the party thinks that you're the best since sliced bread. Okay.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
That would annoy me. If I was Katy Perry, that's the sort of thing that would annoy me. Well, because it's like, you know you really want that lyric in, but you've got to take out one word. It's a major one. It's like writing a tweet, you know?
It really is. It's like, oh, what's going to go? What's got to go? Okay. We got another guide today as well.
Yes, yeah. It's weird how much people seem to want me to big up their area or like a place that they're going to. So we started doing this, and I like to think it's just us rolling a town in glitter. You know, you can get used to the kind of town that you're in. So we do a guide and we just show you all the positives about that town. So the big idea of this is, of course, that we'll get a TV show out of it. You know, like one of those classy BBC Four history shows.
I mean,
that's the aim.
Yeah, that's the goal, as we keep saying. And the BBC keep not listening. Yeah. But yeah, another guide coming up for you at 1:40 this afternoon. You get like a shed load of emails about those.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
I can't get over the response we've had to all of these driving test fails we've been doing.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's amazing. And also, I think it's making people feel a lot better, because it's rare people pass first time and you want that confidence boost, don't you? And you sort of get that when you hear that everyone's in the same boat.
I wish that when I felt a bit rubbish about failing my test, that I could have heard these stories to make me feel better.
Totally.
Nick in Newcastle's got another for us, haven't you?
Hi, yes, I have. I failed one of my driving tests, one of my 6 driving tests. I think it was the 5th one, because I splashed 2 old ladies at a bus stop driving through a puddle.
How is that a fail?
Apparently, you can get prosecuted for it if they get your number plate. Fine. I was like, what?
But you weren't to know that the puddle was there and the 2 old ladies?
I know. Well, I didn't know how deep it was, and I didn't want to go on the other side of the road because I was really nervous, and I thought by driving on the other side of the road, I'd get in trouble. So I just went straight through the puddle, and the driving instructor, the examiner was like, oh. And I was like, oh, God. And he was silent for the rest of the test, and said, basically, you do know why you failed. And I was like, no, he said, well, you've covered the old ladies at the bus stop with the puddle. And I was like, oh, my God.
That's not a major, though, is it? That shouldn't be...
It is, apparently, it is.
I didn't know.
And it was the only thing, and that was my 5th test. I passed my 6th one, and I'm a really good driver.
Yeah, but it's not like you saw the old ladies, nudged the driving instructor and said, watch this, and then went full pelt through the puddle. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't one of those situations. Equally, it's not like you leant your head out the window and at a bus stop and shouted, you know, bus work! You know, it's not like you went down that route either.
No, no.
Do we think it would have been okay if they were just ladies as opposed to old ones?
Good question.
No, they were old.
Yeah,
they had their shopping bags and stuff. I do remember looking, thinking, I did feel a bit guilty, but I wanted to pass my test. Mm.
Yeah, but what Scott's saying is, would it have only been a minor if they weren't old? Do you know what I mean? Has the old thing made things a bit tricky here?
Oh, potentially, yeah.
And how far into the test was this?
Probably about three quarters of the way through. So I still had to do like the 3-point turn and the reverse part.
There was no point though. Did you have to do the drive of shame after?
Yes.
Yeah. We talked about this last night because me and Scott love these stories so much. And we were talking about this. People will have had to have done this where you know you failed your driving test.
Yeah, there's no point in carrying on.
No point carrying
but
on.
But you have to drive back to the centre.
Yeah, and or carry on with the rest of your test. And it's like a drive of shame.
Yeah, I did the drive of shame.
Generally in silence or with awful small talk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chelsea.
Hi there.
Where would you like your guide to Great Britain from Chris Stark?
I would love my guide to be my hometown of Dumfries.
Dumfries, yeah. Why do you want the guide? Because often people want the guides because they've sort of fallen out of love with their town or they're going to visit somewhere and they've heard bad things and just want to make sure that it's all good. Why do you want yours?
Well, I went away to uni for 4 years in Dundee, and every time I came home, I kind of just visited family and then it was back up to Dundee again. And now that I'm actually home and I have a job, everyone's talking about all this stuff that goes on. And I'm like, when I was in Dumfries before, I was a kid, so I didn't get to know all this stuff.
So has it changed that much?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's been happening. Like, you know, how they're trying to encourage a lot of kind of artsy, musical stuff. All this stuff is popping up all over the town. Okay. It's becoming one of those vibe towns.
Yeah, and it's I have no idea. This is not the town I knew. Yeah. The thing is, what you've done is you've spent 4 years in Dundee Fundy, and you've had a great time, haven't you? And what you need is just realign back with Dumfries. Dumfries.
I have nothing in Dumfries, but there must be something.
There is. And don't worry, like, I know what you mean, and a lot of people probably feel the same. There is nothing to do in Dumfries. and we've all heard that, and it's just not true.
I'm sure you've got all the arts and stuff covered, right? The artsy bits.
Yeah, well, I just want to help you out a bit, Chelsea. I want to get to the heart of Dumfries. I want you to love it as much as you enjoyed your time in Dundee. It sounds like you had an amazing time there. I'm going to give you a renewed love of Dumfries.
Oh, that'd be great.
Scott Mills.
Okay, Chelsea, we are about to make Dumfries great again for you.
That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah, and you're getting sick of people saying there's nothing to do in Dumfries. It's rubbish. What's the worst thing you've heard been said?
It's just full of old people.
Yeah.
That gets heard quite a lot. Okay. But I'm still young.
Chelsea, are you ready?
I am ready. Thank you.
Here is your guide to Dumfries.
I am ready.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh. So just sorry. Came in it. Like, I was just... I built myself up there and everything. You ready, Chelsea?
He gets in the zone, see?
I am ready now. Sorry.
Oh, go again.
Okay, build yourself up. Here we go.
Dumfries. A royal burg within the Dumfries and Galloway area of Scotland. Dumfries enjoys a surprisingly tropical climate, you'll be pleased to hear, Scott Mills.
Excellent.
Warmed by the Gulf Stream that causes a current to flow right through from the tip of Florida. Who needs to go to Florida, though? As you're driving around Dumfries, enjoy the palm trees. You're in Dumfries, baby.
Are there palm trees?
I've never seen one, no.
Yeah, there are.
And it's raining today, so...
Yeah. All right.
It's where Robert Burns lived. The most Scottish person ever. A poet so famous he has a night named after him, Burns Night, where people of Scotland enjoy a traditional meal of haggis, neeps, and tatties. Burns loved his haggis, and by all accounts, loved his neeps. If he was alive today, he would be 260 years old. Three times older than Britain's actual oldest man, smuggler, king of the gypsies, and local Dumfries legend, Billy Marshall. He's buried in Kirkcalbride, having reportedly lived until he was 120 years old. 120.
That's older than sliced bread.
That's older than you. Yep. That was harsh. Sorry, I'll take that back. That's ruined everything. There was a look there. It was only a joke.
And it's no surprise why. Dumfries was voted one of the happiest places to live in the UK. This probably explains why the dead choose it as one of their main areas in the UK to haunt. Scott, play the scary music. there are some absolutely terrible and horrific places to visit in Dumfries, such as Glenluce Abbey. It was here that the upright skeleton of a 13th century wizard was uncovered. Rumour has it he cast spells to keep the plague inside the walls of the abbey. Now, witchcraft is very prevalent in Dumfries. The last two recorded trials for witchcraft in Scotland occurred in Dumfries. Elspeth Rule was branded and banished on the 2nd of May, 1709, and a lady called Janet. Janet was found not guilty of witchcraft, though.
Oh, thank God.
And truck drivers, watch out. The A75 through Dumfries and Galloway is a notorious stretch of highway. No, not for being one of those sites we're all thinking of, Thicket Roundabout, Paulstown Hill in Pompey, North Kent Downs at Wye. Although if you are into that sort of thing, I've asked around and I hear the car park at the back of the Moffitt Co-op has some funky goings on.
You asked us all to research that.
Yes, so that's what I mean by asking around.
Apparently it gets quite busy of a Thursday night.
Yeah. It's actually, the music's really throwing me.
All right, do you want to go back to the...
Let's go back to the...
It's actually the site of many supernatural happenings. The A75, that is, not the co-op. With reports over the last 50 years of screaming phantoms, and in more recent times, an elderly man in tweeds has been seen standing by the old Kinmount bus shelter. It's all very weird. I'm wondering if it's just an old man at the bus stop that's been seen.
And also, Chelsea, you did say it's quite famous for old people. That's what people think.
Yeah, I didn't know there was so much death. Yeah,
there's so much death in Dumfries. Yeah, it's quite incredible.
Yeah.
And if you're in a mood for a night out in this scary town, why not head to the venue? Or how about Chance's Nightclub, where you can hear some truly frightening mixes? And speaking of nightclubs, how can we not give a nod to local jockey and proud Scot, Calvin Harris?
Yes.
He often likes to talk about Dumfries, and even once, in a very different time of his life, made his own guide to Dumfries.
I've come all the way to Dumfries, in the southwest of Scotland, to show you how.
He's already done a guide.
Yeah.
Did you know this, Chelsea?
He was sort of there first.
I thought he just kind of got famous and left.
Well, yeah, there is one.
Well, a month has passed, and the sea's done her work, and what I've found washed up on the shore in amongst that seaweed is some original cracker bread.
So as you can hear, there's loads to do in Dumfries.
That was actual Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
Like when he was a different person.
Yeah. Mm.
If you're into triangular castles, Dumfries has one. If you're into festivals, Dumfries has one, Wickerfest. And if you don't mind bumping into a few ghosts, get your neeps out and your tatties and head to Dumfries. I hope your time isn't as horrific as it sounds.
How are you feeling, Chelsea?
That just sounds really scary. I don't know if I want to stay here anymore.
Okay. All right. I don't, it feels like we haven't helped. Yeah. All right. Well, Chelsea, I hope you enjoyed your guide to Dumfries.
Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Shout out to all the fellow Dumfriesians. That's from Darren, who says, I can't believe, out of all cities and towns, my one, Dumfries, is on Radio 1. Love you, bye. I know. People can't believe it. Finn on Twitter, why is Radio 1 talking about Dumfries? It's exciting times if you're there.
Exactly, and should be very proud.
Although there is a problem. Tom, what are you saying?
There's definitely no palm trees in Dumfries.
Where did you get that from?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, why are you saying there's no palm trees? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a car park in Dumfries, and there are definitely no palm trees in Dumfries, and it's not tropical.
Yeah, but
definitely
are you having a good look around? Oh, no offence to yourself, but you are in a car park, do you know what I mean? Like, if you were to drive around a bit, you'd see palm trees, they're everywhere.
I'm in a car park at the park in the middle of Dumfries, and there are definitely no palm trees.
Okay, and have you lived there all your life?
No, I actually live in Moffat by the co-op.
Oh, yeah,
I bet you do.
With the car park there. but no palm trees that you can see.
No palm trees, lots of rain.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm having a little bit of a lull this afternoon, but I don't mind you knowing, and that's not okay because I'm on the radio.
Little lull.
You know when you sometimes have like a little mid-afternoon slump?
Yeah, but you know what you need to do? You do need to snap out of it.
Yeah.
And, well, we know how we do that.
This is how we do that. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. We start with a request for Saskia in Chertsey and also Rob in Sheffield and Stephen in Halifax. And it's this one from just yesterday on the show. Friendly Fires covering Piece of Your Heart in the Live Lounge. Here it is. Okay,
hang on, one sec. How about it goes like this?
Oh, I love him. Hang on, I can't stop doing that, though. Hang on a second, Chappie.
Amelia in Falmouth wants the time where really good sports bloke Geraint Thomas appeared on the show to talk about Chris's bike injury.
It doesn't really toughen up or anything. It's not like I've got a granite gooch.
Lauren Off of Rye wants the classic from Channel 4 Racing.
Just confirming the ground is now good to see. Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady.
No, it's a man, actually, Derek.
I forget how good that is.
Sarah in West Yorkshire, when Lizzo got a bit confused about me.
What's Scott Mills?
Luke and Aaron in Ripley, when Ryland met superfan Steve. When Ryland was eliminated from the X Factor, what acts were left?
Ryland.
Steve.
Yeah, go on, Ryland.
Christopher Maloney.
Lol.
We love him. Union J, James Arthur, Jermaine.
Chicken Jermaine.
I love Jermaine.
Love.
Jermaine, James, Chris Maloney. Yeah, that's it.
It's correct. Well, yes. What does Ryland have a scale replica model of in his house?
Steve.
Yes?
Christopher Maloney.
No, we're on to the...
No, oh my God! I wish I did.
We're on to the next question, Steve.
So, Chicken Jermaine.
I don't know where Owen in Doncaster remembers this from, but we did play it on the show. Sean Kingston, polyphonic ringtone. Nick, working in the woods in Yorkshire?
Nosebleed.
For Mike in Stroud?
You're joking. Not another one?
And Andrew, chopping a whole crop in Northumberland. What's this?
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
It gives me more stability.
Yes. Come on.
Time for another Bumbleo Wednesday.
You're joking. Not another one?
Here we go. All the tractors are on. Sam and his tractor in York. George, Luke and Nick building a house. Joe's left his bag at Droitwich. He's got to go back. Tom in Sainsbury's King's Lynn having a little dance. Carl trimming a bush in Renbury.
It's all good. We're halfway through the week, people.
Yes, we are. Jenny sitting in her office in Nuremberg, Germany. Her office mates have no idea what this is. I guess they probably wouldn't. Stacey in Cornwall. Mike on the A50, about to hit the 200-mile mark of his drive to Wigan from Kent.
We've got loads of farmers on as normal. Harry carting muck in Norfolk right now. Plenty of people getting more stability from this week's Bumbleo Gap. Yeah. It was a good one today, actually.
Yeah.
Shout out Sam.
It gives me more stability.
Hayley in Norwich, bumbleoing in the dog park with 13 dogs.
Sam and his dad.
Come on.
Forget
about
this bit.
Dick back there.
Yeah.
Have you got a spare dick?
It's just Len, isn't it?
Yeah, just Len.
In case you're wondering. Sam and his dad eating meat in Blackpool.
Rhys and Jamie finally on the way home from London to Hastings. Laura and her mate Natalie on a girls' day out, having the Prosecco.
Yes.
Lee Budge in Bugle. And Beth, Michael and Teddy on the way to work in Cambridge.
I see.
stability.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Aaron!
How we diddling?
Yes,
we're good,
Aaron.
Mate.
How we doing?
We're good. I know that you've been dying to play bangers for years, and this is your day, Aaron. You're finally on.
Woohoo!
Listen to how happy he is.
Hey, Aaron, yeah. Who do you normally go for?
Scott, normally.
Okay. Do you?
All right.
Okay.
Play some bangers.
Yeah, okay. I'm hearing... I think I'm saying that you are from Wiltshire.
Yeah, at work in Wiltshire, yeah.
Okay, whereabouts in Wiltshire?
Chippenham.
Oh, yeah. I used to work in Wiltshire for a while. There's not many places
Sweet.
I haven't.
Similar job to Aaron Scott?
I don't know. What do you do, Aaron?
Drive a 30-ton-6 Grab.
Yeah, no, so very similar.
Very no, I didn't do that. okay, Aaron, here is your moment on bangers. This is what I've got for you. It just won't do. Tim Deluxe.
La 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 la.
What are you saying, Aaron?
Not my sort of taste of music.
Oh.
Strong. Okay, Aaron, well, let me try and tempt you with this. This is my banger choice today. You're moving too fast, and I don't think it's right. I'm not giving you my love tonight. This is Artful Dodger, Moving Too Fast.
That is a tune.
Who's the vocalist, remember?
No, I don't remember. Who?
Pop Quiz. Rowena Johnson. How do I remember that?
That's such a weird fact to know.
I'm good at pop, actually.
Well, it's the pop section of a pub quiz. That's,
yeah.
That's what you smash. The rest of it,
all right,
you know, you're at the bar.
Well, yeah, always. Okay, Aaron, even though you normally go for me, I'm not getting a good feeling from you about my choice today, so what's it going to be?
No, you have let me down today, mate.
Oh.
You have let me down.
And me?
Chris, I'm going to have to go for you, mate.
I said Romina, or I meant Romina Johnson. Mm. Yeah. I think I might have said Rowena, I don't know. Anyway, here she is. With her unmistakable vocals on Moving Too Fast, Chris's banger wins.
Unexpected Fluids is back, and we promise to bring you more of this.
I spread myself far and wide.
A little sprinkle of this.
A big slice of this.
It just keeps coming and coming.
Just give it to us.
And lots of this.
Wow.
I'm Riyadh.
And I'm Alex.
We lift the lid on your sexual misadventures, bedroom acrobatics, warts and all.
We chat about all the stuff you want to talk about with your mates, but are far too embarrassed to.
It's not for the faint-hearted. Unexpected Fluids.
Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
Now, you're moving too fast. Just sit back.
Nah, mate, I don't understand that decision.
Oi, oi.
I don't. I do not. Tim Deluxe, what a great banger. I was convinced.
I know. That is a good song, yeah. Very, very good song. I think throw it in another time. However, that is a classic.
I'm putting it back in, I am.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. Hello, Youngblood.
Hello, Aya.
Oh, wow, you're so loud. Hang on, let me turn you down.
Sorry.
That's all right.
This always happens with Youngblood. We've got to turn the mics down, everyone.
It's an excitable day for you.
Always.
Debut Live Lounge, what are you saying? Buzzing?
Just mental, innit? I was just saying, like, it's just the way the lights look. You see them online, I'm just going to nick the sign and take it home.
Yeah, it's a good sign. They don't make you feel any better either, because it's like that big countdown they do. It's like, it's midday.
Oh, yeah, it's like, and you're just quaking in your boots.
Yeah, but you did it. You smashed it.
I did it. We're through it, and it sounded pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's there. I think it's your new profile picture. I think it should be everything.
Absolutely,
just to level now. You know what I mean?
I'm just going to walk around it with a hoodie.
With a picture of
with
it.
With the Live Lounge and me next to it.
Good news for the Donny Free Press as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
This front page stuff.
Front page. I mean, we got it like last time when we did the game with you, like we were all over the Donnyfree Press.
Absolutely, man. Rothwell's Chip Shop. Yeah. Shout out them. They'll be spinning it all week.
They will. All week. Right. We did this with Friendly Fires yesterday. Shall we review your own live lounge?
Oh, mate, I can hear it.
Do you want to hear it?
I can hear it back.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. All right.
I love it when you call me senorita. I wish I could pretend I didn't need you, but every touch is a lie.
The growl. The growl.
Oh, I should be running. Oh, you keep me coming for you.
Mate, I just want to, like, scream in your face.
So you're a happy boy?
I'm a happy bunny. I'm the happiest bunny in the forest. I'm bouncing around.
It's a new phrase, isn't it?
The happiest bunny in the whole of the forest. Yeah, I mean, no, I don't think anyone guessed, or did they? I was looking through your timeline. No one guessed that you were going to do Senorita, did they?
That was it. No, everyone was... it was kind of crazy. Like, someone put it on their Radio 1 socials and everyone's commenting like, do My Chemical Romance, do Panic at the Disco, do the Arctic Monkeys. I was like, that's too obvious.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's too obvious. I just wanted to throw a right curveball into it.
Oh, I think it's a good idea. And I also think it means that you'll have one eye on when you get to do this again and you'll be in the same mind space. You know how it is now. And
completely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be creative.
It'll be the first of many.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I hope so, because that were well fun.
I wouldn't think that... I mean, this is weird to say, because obviously everyone can like any type of music, but I wouldn't think that Senorita would be like your first choice of song that you liked.
It was... I kind of do like it. Yeah. Do you know I mean? It's just a banger. It's got this like sexy quality to it. You know what I mean? I think that was it with me. It was like, I wanted to do Senorita at the start, because it's quite kind of feminine. Yeah. Then I'm with Travis Scott, and it like represents my personality. I'm like, ooh! 1 minute, and then I'm like, come on!
Yeah.
The next minute, you know what I mean?
We've got Benny Blanco on in about 10 minutes.
Oh, sick!
Who produced that track, yeah.
Oh, mate, I love him. Hello, yeah. Benny.
He's brilliant.
Mate, we had a bit of a good time at Coachella, put it that way.
Did you?
Yeah.
God, he seems to know everyone. Mate, he's met everyone.
Mate, he's literally just, he just walks around.
Benny Blanco.
Yeah, and it's like, everyone just wants to touch his big curly hair. Yeah.
I think he's a great guest to have on the show, though, because he's stories for days, isn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
He's got stories on everyone.
He's hilarious. Just tell him Youngblood says hello and give him a big fat kiss from me.
Well, do. Youngblood, thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott!
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Benny Blanco Day on Radio 1, a whole day dedicated to the genius that is Benny Blanco, and he's here now. Hello.
Oh, man. I would have worn a better outfit if I knew it was Benny Blanco Day.
No, you look great.
Oh, dang.
Now, how do you feel having a whole day named after you?
Oh, man. It's going to take some getting used to, but...
On the BBC.
It feels good so far. Right. I just like it when you say my name.
Benny Blanco.
Pow! It's like...
Well, the BBC, of course, is the Benny Blanco Club, so welcome to it. You're in the UK, but it took you 5 weeks to get here. Now, how long did it actually take?
Honestly, here, I took a bus from LA to New York, and then I took a boat from New York to London.
Okay, so how long in total, please?
Two short weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah.
It's great. It's not a private boat that you're doing, is it?
No. I'm just coming on the cruise. I'm on the Queen Mary. And it's literally like women are in dresses with pearls. There's like a masquerade.
It's like Titanic. Obviously not like that.
No, it is like Titanic. When I was on the boat
apart
with Ed.
Apart from the end bit.
When I was on the boat with Ed, we literally watched Titanic in bed together on the boat.
Who? You and one of the ladies?
Me and Ed Sheeran, the latest of all ladies.
Oh, sure. Just watching Titanic there.
Who did you hear there? You said one of the ladies. Like, what were you imagining?
I thought you said you were in bed with one of the ladies who were dressed up.
This is Benny Blanco Day every day.
I love that you're in bed with Ed Sheeran. Well, yeah. Now, you don't. Is it because you don't like flying?
I really, really hate flying.
But, you know, watching Titanic on a boat seems like an odd thing to do.
It's crazy.
It's watching a movie
with a plane crash.
Especially if you're scared of travel generally.
Wait, on flights? I don't go on flights that much. Do they ever have movies on the plane where the plane crashes?
Yes. Yeah. I've watched Air Crash Investigation on a plane.
Have you?
I'm surprised it's available, that show. It's basically a show about planes crashing. So is Ed Sheeran your chaperone? You're not allowed to go anywhere without him?
Yeah, I didn't question the cuddling up.
Kind of. I already saw him.
You seen him today?
He's here right now with us. Always. He basically is. I'm sure we'd turn on your radio, he's playing. Yeah. He's kind of my chaperone.
Yeah, imagine Benny Blanco and Ed Sheeran on the front of the boat there. Just
we each actually
other.
Did it.
I'll never let go.
Did you actually?
We really did it.
Was it like?
I'm the king of the world!
How do you have this stuff on deck? It's crazy. You're so resourceful.
Thank you very much. So, are you allowed to say why you're here, apart from obviously promoing your big new hit?
I'm here on vacation.
So you're hanging out with Ed. Who else are you going to see?
I'm working with Sam Smith, actually.
Okay.
I love Sam Smith. Mm-hmm. And I just hung out with Lewis Capaldi. I was talking to him on Instagram, and I was like, we got to hang out when I'm out there. And then he was like, oh, he's like, I'm opening up for Ed Sheeran. And I was like, I'm going to be there. Like, it's impossible not to see everyone. That's what everyone tells me. They're like, that man is in 7 million places at once.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because for us, we've known him for a very, very long time.
Well, about a year.
Well, yeah, but that's what I mean. In the short space of time that he's gone big, it's just gone massive.
I know, it's crazy. You know, I didn't even know he made music when I first started following him.
You just thought it was
Instagram. I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So it feels to me that like when you sail across to Britain, and then that's when you work with the British artists. You come over here, it's like you not only visit Britain, you make music with the musicians.
Lewis Capaldi, Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran.
You.
Probably Adele.
You.
Raxu.
Adele Raxu, yeah.
Who's Raxu?
Don't worry.
Look him up. You won't be disappointed.
Alex from Glastow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Alex from Glastow.
Christopher Maloney. All these great people, you need to look them up and DM them.
I will.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You've written so many tracks or produced so many tracks. Do you have a favourite one, or is it like one day you wake up and it's a Kesha song, the next day you wake up it's Maroon 5, the next day you wake up it's Katy Perry song?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Just kind of happens. Just got to pick it out.
Yeah, but do you ever have time? Because you've written so many. Because I didn't know about Teenage Dream, and Scott told me that, and I thought that's amazing. And then, you know, the more you hear about the songs you've written, do you ever wake up one day and you hear the song on the radio and it's like, oh yeah, I wrote that one as well. Like,
Benny, tell him what other songs you've done that he'll know.
I need to look at Wikipedia.
You see, this is why he
doesn't even remember.
Imagine having done that.
I'm pulling it up right now. Hold on.
Thanks,
Let's see how good the internet is in here. Hold on. Benny Blanco.
Also, just double check that Wikipedia's got them all. Because,
yeah. Benny Blanco, Wikipedia. Okay.
Wikipedia-ing yourself on Radio 1.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
See if you know any of these, Chris.
We got Senorita.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, was it?
East Side.
Yeah, knew that one.
We got 2002 by Anne-Marie. We got Freaky Friday by Lil Dicky. We got, well, I did Ed's Divide album. So
the whole album?
Most of it. I got Maroon 5, Don't Wanna Know. Cold Water, Major Lazer. Justin Bieber, Love Yourself. Same Old Love, Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. Ed Sheeran, Don't. Black Widow, Iggy Azalea. Animals, Maroon 5. Maps, Maroon 5.
Didn't know the Animals one as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Moves Like Jagger. Yeah. Diamonds by Rihanna. Die Young by Kesha.
Oh,
slow down.
I'm done.
It's insane, though. It's insane.
Imagine being him. It would be great.
No, I'll be minted.
It's really,
oh, you would be minted.
It's really not. It's really not even that great. Like, it's like,
just enjoy it, man. Enjoy it. Living the dream.
Right. I could literally have you on for the entire show.
We'll do it.
Okay. Well, it is Benny Blanco Day. Next, some areas and things about the UK that you might not know, which I want to educate you on, well, the listeners do, during your trip.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Benny Blanco.
Hi.
Right, some listeners now have some UK inspiration for you because you've not been here before. So, hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Amber from Midsummer Norton, and I'm here to tell you that we've got a massive Wetherspoons.
Okay.
What's Wetherspoons?
Amber, would you like to explain what Spoons is?
I would. So Wetherspoons is probably one of my favourite places. You can go there with your entourage, you can go there with your mum, your nan, anyone.
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, Lewis Capaldi, anyone you want, you know, just turn up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's not fancy. You can order from your phone, you can order from the bar, and you can get yourself like a burger, chips and a pint for like £5.
I'm going. Mm-hmm. Want to come?
I would love to come. If you come to ours, I'm definitely saying it right now, it's the best in England.
Why? Okay. Why is it the best, though? Because these are everywhere, Benny, these places.
Yeah,
you know,
every town has. Why is yours the best, and where is it?
So So mine's in Midsummer Norton. It's called the Palladium Electric. It's been open for less than a year now, so it's still really nice looking. You know, the food's not in the carpet just yet.
Oh, you got a new spoons.
A new spoons, and it's so bougie.
It sounds bougie.
I feel
it's
yeah.
It's got
I feel
two floors.
What? What? Two floors?
Yeah.
It was worth the 2 week boat ride to get here for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Amber, but spoons is normally pre drinks. Where's Benny going afterwards?
Oh, definitely to Fat Sam's.
Fat Sam's?
Okay.
Have you been to Fat Sam's?
I don't know Fat Sam's.
No, is that in Midsummer as well?
It is. It's the only club in Midsummer. It's the
Where
only place for
Midsummer?
A night out. So it's in Somerset, home of the Glastonbury Festival. We're a very, very tiny town.
Ooh. Yeah, but are you going to welcome strangers into the town? Are you going to let Benny in?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course.
Wait, how many people live in your town?
It's a tiny amount. It's one of those places where you go out and you know absolutely everyone.
You've got off with everyone in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally, the pool
Nothing is sacred.
The pool is not big. That was the most West Country chat ever. Thanks for that, Amber.
Thank you. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Emma.
Hello.
Benny Blanco.
Hi, Benny.
What have
Hi,
you got for Emma. Us? What have you got?
Benny, I have got a store in Luton for you that will take your music career to the next level.
Okay, I'm listening.
I've got a store in Luton that just purely makes banisters and staircases.
I'm still listening.
You know what a staircase, yeah?
I banisters. Do. No, I don't know what it is.
He doesn't do
we
stairs.
Don't have, we don't have stairs in America.
He doesn't do
well,
planes or stairs.
I was shocked that you didn't know what a spoons was. So,
what do you mean?
Know.
Right, people from LA or who live in LA will not know what spoons is. And in fact, the idea will slightly confuse them.
Yeah, I was so confused. I know what a greasy spoon is. That's it.
This is a banister store, Britain's Best Banisters, right?
Is that what it's called, Britain's Best Banisters?
It should be.
Right. And where is it?
It's in Luton, Stockingstone Hill, to be precise.
Where are these places?
Have you been to Luton?
No, what's Luton?
You should go.
Should I go Definitely. To the Bannister store? Where is Luton?
Luton, it's north of London.
Okay.
Very picturesque,
yeah, it's
beautiful
town. Really beautiful.
And they got the best stairs in all.
They
stairs.
Have.
And handily an airport so you can fly out of it really quick.
Yeah.
And that Bannister store, I think, might be the highlight of Luton. He's still got the Arndale there.
It's now the Mall.
It's the Mall now, is it?
Yeah, we've gone up in the world.
I mean, that's a couple of ideas for you there, Benny.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's get some more UK advice. Danielle.
Hi.
Benny Blanco's here. What have you got? He's on vacation. He needs stuff.
Yeah, well, we've got this kebab shop, and they do this special kebab where they call it the paprika special. Basically, it's just a load of meats thrown together in a sort of like in a wok and a special sauce, and it comes out and it's absolutely massive. It looks like a tiny baby. There's no way that one person
baby.
Can finish it.
I like it. Say baby one more time.
Baby.
It's so good. I like that. Wait, I need to hear more about this. Where is this? Where are you? Tell me everything.
Well, I'm in Rochdale, which is just outside of Manchester. And
I probably
small...
won't be coming. Sorry. Keep going. No, actually,
that's so fine. I wouldn't.
Thing is, if you knew your kebab was the size of a small baby, would that change your mind?
Yeah, I would have come over. Okay, so tell me more. I want to know all about it. Is it good or is it just funny?
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely. It's amazing. It's quite spicy. It's got a bit of a spice to it.
You're by far the most informative, the best person we've gotten anything from today.
Oh,
I wish I had a prize.
You know what you should get?
What?
This accent on one of your tracks.
I know, it's so good. What is it? So yours is you sound different.
Where is your accent from?
It's a small town called Haywood, which is just in between Bury and Rochdale. I'm not quite Mancunian, but on the outskirts.
Don't ever change.
It's amazing. But this guy here, you know, has heard all these, you know, biggest pop stars in the world and gets them to sing and obviously record. Like, right now he's got a lot of attention on your voice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm seeing an opportunity here.
Daniel, what other words are fun to say in your voice?
Just throw some at him.
Benny Blanco.
Nah, still normal.
I was
hoping for magic there.
Party.
So good. I want like a doll where I press a button and it
party.
Just says party. So good.
Party.
Go on.
Oh, you're perfect. Don't ever change.
Now, Benny Blanco, it's been a joy here on Benny Blanco Day. The next thing I want you to do is to text Ed Sheeran and ask him if he knows what Wetherspoons is.
He doesn't have a cell phone.
What do you mean?
What do you do? Send a pigeon or something?
No, Ed Sheeran doesn't have a cell phone. I thought that was like common knowledge.
I think I've heard
he uses email.
Did he? Was he on the boat with you the whole time?
Yeah, what do you mean? What is he going to do? Jump off?
Oh, yeah. But how did you know when to meet him at the dock if he hasn't got a phone to get the boat?
Because he was with me.
Okay.
He was staying with me at the dock.
But how do you know when to meet him generally?
He has an email, and you'll pick a time, and then you'll meet him at that time.
Oh, wow. It's like the 90s.
It's great. Yeah. They were doing Titanic rules on the boat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Amazing. I could talk to you literally all day. Please come and see us again soon.
I probably
soon-ish.
Won't. I probably won't.
Yeah, I know you probably won't.
But the next time I'm here, I'm right in your arms.
Definitely. Thank you very much,
Benny. And
a Wetherspoons. Bad.
Party.
Scott Mills.
Jack, what are you saying?
Scott, how are we doing?
Yeah, we're really good. How can we help you?
Just a quick one. I woke up this morning to see on my Facebook that 2 years ago today you played the first Christmas song of the year.
Oh, right. So did you have it as some sort of status at some point and then it's just thrown it back up there?
Memories. On my memories of status, Scott Mills and Chris Stark playing Mariah Carey in September.
Wow. Oh, that seems early to me.
I think it seems about the right amount of time.
Problem is, I'm looking at Scott across the way here now, and, I guess it's the obvious question, is it? Should we be doing it? Shouldn't we be doing it? What are you saying, Jack?
I'm saying it's time to play Mariah Carey.
I don't feel that we've... Yeah, I know summer's over and that, but I don't feel it... I don't know.
Do you know... I'm thinking to myself, are people already quite wound up about other things? Is this not just going to be
I don't want to annoy any more people than
Jack. A lot of people won't like it. I'll level with you here. A lot of people, you know, the messages we'll get, it's...
Hey, right, I'll tell you what.
You see, it doesn't feel... I don't like
a spring in my step.
Yeah, you see, I don't like it.
I'll tell you what. Right, here we are. I'm away next week. Let's review it when I'm back, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
Good.
Scott Mills.
This is Scott Mills. Hey, listen, thinking of playing the Who game tomorrow. Who wants to be involved? I know some people even save them up on their phones. They like write a list in notes.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I do that as well. Yeah. I got some for tomorrow. You're not here tomorrow, no?
No.
So it'd be me against you, the listeners. If you've got a Who, something a bit retro, something from the past, 81199. On last week's one, some very strong entries, like this one from Alex.
Motorola flip phones.
And then Sean hit us with...
Windows XP error dong. Wow!
Hey, that noise. Oh. And then it was Danny.
Chris Tarrant.
Alex also came up with another good one.
Sharon Osbourne walking into a door on X Factor.
And I was proud of this. Maureen from driving school.
If I pass my CD test this week, I go straight into my driving test. But I think I've lost my nerve.
Go on, Maureen. Okay, anything else from the past you can think of you want to hear tomorrow? Text now. We might call you back for tomorrow's show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with your finest ho. Leave a number on there. I might call you back. 3, 2, 1.